In the career development process, there is always the next step. An individual learning plan, or ILP for short, is very similar to goal setting in that you decide what your next steps need to be, and then you set some goals. For example, in the career development process, you want to keep the end goal in mind. If your end goal is to be ready for the workforce and to be able to make a smooth transition into a job, then you need to make sure you have the necessary skills and experiences to make that happen. You need to perform well in your curriculum, evidenced by a high GPA. You need to be able to have a well-developed resume, complete with extracurricular involvement that relates to your field of study. This involvement can include career-related experiences such as part-time jobs, community service, internships, cooperative education, memberships and leadership roles in clubs or organizations, or study or work abroad experiences. Even if the skill sets you gained are not directly related to your field, you can show that the skill sets you gained are transferable to what you want to do. Then, there are the steps to follow in a job or graduate school search. To develop an ILP, assess where you are in the career development process and determine one or more steps of what you need to do next. If you are unsure about this, consult with a career counselor or consultant in the Office of Career Services.